I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in South Africa's unrest rose to 117 on Thursday as the country called up its army reserves in a bid to stop looting that has stoked fears of shortages and dealt a crippling economic blow. A government official says Johannesburg, South Africa's economic capital, is now relatively calm, while a southeastern province, the epicenter of the violence, quote, remains volatile. He says the defense, security, and police ministers and top army generals were dispatched there to assess the situation and oversee the expanded deployment of security forces. The government said a day earlier it would call around 25,000 troops to tackle the emergency, 10 times the number that it initially deployed. South Africa's consumer goods regulatory body estimates that more than 800 shops have been plundered. At least 2,200 people have been arrested during the unrest. The World Health Organization warned Thursday, quote, more dangerous variants of COVID-19 could tear across the world as global infections soared to 500,000 daily, largely driven by the fast-spreading Delta strain. The WHO's emergency committee said in a statement, quote, the pandemic is nowhere near finished. It highlighted the strong likelihood for the emergence and global spread of new and possibly more dangerous variants of concern that may be even more challenging to control. The virus has reappeared in places long to believe have dodged the worst of the pandemic, with Australia lauded for its successful COVID zero strategy, facing a resurgent that has grown to almost 1,000 cases nationwide in a month. About 12 million Australians went under stay-at-home order in the country's second biggest city, Melbourne, joining residents in Sydney. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon's prime minister designate stepped down Thursday, saying he was